Joining me back in studio, Tienes Janse van Rensburg, a band with blog.co.za. It is your Tech Talk Tuesday here op Smile 90.4 FM. Tienes, lovely to have you back in studio.
Thank you.
Right, so focusing our attention right now on electric vehicles and what's happening in Tesla. And there's some brand new news with regards to batteries.
That's right. So I think it's probably the most important part of the whole electric vehicle, right? Just the battery and that electric motor. And it's probably the biggest reason why there are still some very big hurdles in getting these vehicles to proliferate everywhere and be ubiquitous and bring the price down. That's the biggest problem, is the batteries aren't as durable as we'd like them to be yet. They don't give you the range yet, and they take way too long to charge, right? And those are the main things that give people that don't have a lot of money, you know, the
why should I go and invest
exactly
now?
Right. And we think that battery tech might be able to change that. So solid-state batteries are on the way. Now, if you think about the batteries we have today, the same kind of batteries in the electric vehicles as in your laptop and your cell phone, lithium-ion batteries, there's a liquid in there and a charge, and the charge flows from the one side to the other side as that liquid is the medium it flows through. So it's not a solid state battery. Obviously, that means it's a whole different technology. And lithium ion has some, you know, very big drawbacks, like it can be dangerous if it's ruptured. We've seen electric cars take to flames, especially when there's a crash. So there's a bunch of concerns with lithium ion that we don't know if we can actually sort out before we need that massive next step in electric vehicles. And a lot of people believe that solid state batteries is going to be that one catalyst that actually changes the industry as a whole. Now, what it's going to bring is much more durability. So where a electric vehicle of today, your battery is not going to last you more than 7 to 10 years, this can last way longer than that on a solid state battery. The range can be way longer because it's more densely packed with kilowatt hours, so with energy to drive those motors. And we think it's going to be way safer as well. So a lot of companies are investing a lot of money into this technology. And it's been announced that companies like Nissan, Ford, Toyota, and a company called QuantumScape, they are actually starting to bring these things to fruition. And we think by 2024, they're going to start delivering these solid state batteries to actual vehicles that you can buy. And it's obviously going to be on a limited run first, but we're almost there. And it's very exciting to see how quickly this technology has kind of
evolved,
picked up.
Yeah.
Because we only spoke about it for the first time maybe 2 years ago.
Exactly.
And yes, lithium ion batteries are getting better and the technology advancing, but we need that jump, that next jump. And we think solid state's going to do that.
Especially if you think about putting it in a car and all those factors that you want them to charge quickly, because I mean, you can't have a car stand in the garage for who knows how long, and you can't go to a fast charging station at a whim when you need to. You might have other stuff to do, or range, those kind of things. So that's very interesting. Solid state batteries. We know what a solid state hard drive is.
Exactly. Now, no moving parts, right?
No moving parts. We're going into batteries. Very, very cool. Well, there's a definitely bright future, I think, for electric vehicles. Tienes, that's all we have time for, unfortunately, today. Thank you very much for coming and really appreciate it.
Thank you.